town, and I just broke down, spitting out smoke on the side of the road. I'm out here alone, just trying to get home, to tell you I was wrong, but you already know. Believe me, it won't stop at nothing. There's a life full of laughter. As long as I'm laughing with you, nothing that all that still matters is love ever after. After the life we've been through, 'cause I know there's no life after you.
Very good morning and welcome to your weekly health and wellbeing show. My co-host this morning is Keith Littlewood, functional medicine practitioner at Optimal Fitness. Keith focuses on helping people meet their optimal fitness and wellness following a two-pronged healing approach to battle chronic health conditions by adding what is lacking in the body to bring your body back into balance and to remove anything that impedes the body from moving towards your full optimal state of wellness and fitness. You see, it's just one big circle that we want to complete this morning. Now, Keith's here to take your questions on 4001 if you're suffering from any ailments to do with posture, pain in the back, in the neck, and also if you're having issues with your gut digestion. Yes, we're talking posture, pressure points, and parasites this morning. And anything else you'd like to talk about, really, you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. And why not get involved with us on our brand new website, DubaiEye1038.com. I blogged already this morning. There's a picture of what I'm having for lunch there. If you want to take a look, yeah, just go to the Dubai Today page on DubaiEye1038.com. Take a look what I'm planning to have for lunch. I think it's quite healthy. I'll be finding out from Keith in a little while if it truly is healthy. It's a little salad bowl, so we'll be exploring that bowl and if it truly is all it's meant to be. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. A little tired today, so I thought it was good that you were coming in. So I packed up that lunch and I'm going to see if it's going to give me energy, because that's so much of what you do. You help people get their energy back.
Yep. So, I mean, energy can take a few years to disappear. We've got lots of different ailments that people might be exposed to. And health decline isn't something that happens overnight unless you've experienced direct trauma or picked up a really nasty virus. So this constant state of decline, being exposed to environmental toxins, stress at work, psychological stress, poor nutrition, poor types of exercise, can often lead to many, many problems. So it's trying to find out where that all starts. We might never actually find the exact point, but sometimes there can be real distinct points where we can identify and say, this is probably what may have been the cause, but let's try and get you back to best health.
And when we're looking at posture, it can even go right back to when we were babies. So we're going to be exploring the importance of your children and how they move and how you grow and move and become an adult and if it can affect you later on in life. Before we get into that, Keith, though, just to recap a little bit on functional medicine and what that is and the origins of it, who discovered it, how it's developed over the last few years.
Well, I think it's been a dynamic process after the last few years. I think the original inventor of so-called functional medicine was Dr. William Osler. There have been lots of many people, all doctors, research scientists, who have basically looked at different tenets of health. Hans Seyl, who was instrumental in looking at the stress reaction, adrenal fatigue, and what causes a person to break down through years and years of stress. There are many other people as well. Let me just think to mine. Linus Pauling, there's a Linus Pauling Institute in the States. There's a big movement in functional medicine, and it's not just doctors who, there are more and more doctors, by the way, who are taking on the concept of functional medicine. I'm not a doctor. My background is in biomechanics and nutrition, which I studied at university, and postgrad courses. I've done a lot of biomechanics, movement based postgraduate, and functional medicine. And like I said before, you can have the best physio, you can have the best rehab practitioner writing the best strength program, treating you in the best way that you can. If you don't look at the whole construct of health, emotional, structural, hormonal, you're very rarely going to get the results that you want. But if you take a look at all three, you can see some amazing results, sometimes in a short space of time, sometimes it might take a little bit longer than that.
Okay, well, let's start off then with posture. And posture and when we're talking there about the impact as a baby, you know, how you move as a baby. So it's free movement. What's happening there as a small infant to connect with us in later life?
Well, there are many different issues. We have what's called there are subconscious movement patterns that we don't know about. And when we're rushed from a neurodevelopmental stage, from rushing, from crawling, there's also the emotional needs of a child. The way that they turn their head, the way that they go from laying on their back to rolling over onto their tummy, where the head goes, that can be driven by many things, from emotional need of the child through to the actual structural and developmental crawling stages. If we look further on from that, say, from 0 up to about 4.5 months, there are some clear patterns that the baby actually develops. Now, going on from that, when they're rushed, particular going into walking, for example, baby strollers, big piece of advice for anyone: don't put a baby in a stroller, because it takes away most of the neurodevelopmental sequences that a baby needs to go through, to go from crawling all the way through to walking. And we see distinct movement patterns that become disrupted, primarily because the breathing pattern has been disrupted. When you disrupt the breathing pattern, you can see massive changes, from splits in the abdominal wall, being stuck in respiration, the head and neck moving constantly because the diaphragm doesn't work. And when the diaphragm doesn't work, you lose the intrinsic stabilizing muscles of the neck, the pelvic floor, and the abdominal stabilizing muscles for the lumbar spine. So we can see a lot of problems that are related to postural dysfunction come around from being rushed from this neurodevelopmental stages. And it can be reset to a degree. We tried a technique on you early on where you saw the chest
just before
actually
coming into the studio. Yeah,
hopefully that made you a little bit more relaxed.
It did actually.
So you saw that the chest actually stopped moving and the diaphragm took over, and that's just a reflex point. It's inborn. We can reset the body to do many different things. We need to hardwire that with releasing some tissues, the appropriate exercise program, being aware of things that stress you out, and particularly even structural stress, sitting at a desk for 8-10. I had a client once who would spend 3 days at a desk without moving. He virtually, you know, go into work on a Tuesday, and he was a solicitor, and wouldn't leave till Friday because he had a deal to get done, and that has tremendous stress on the body. But if you can see the right person, get reset, get released, get the muscles trained in the right position, you can do a hell of a lot to get rid of neck pain, back pain. I mean, the pain in your toe could be coming from the way that you're breathing, but the concept for people to actually figure that out, or just be open to the fact that the body's interconnected. We've got fascia, which is a connective tissue from the head right down to the foot. When that becomes disrupted, there are many, many problems. So it's a bit like, as I said before, peeling back layers of the onion. What's causing this? And there can be many, many kind of layers and tenets to it.
Okay, so there's two things I want to talk about in connection to this. That's the pressure points in the body and what soft tissue work is. We'll explore that a little bit more. And then also breathing. So that, again, connecting back to being a child, how you breathe and how you grow. And as you become older and life takes you over and you get busy and you get your body changes, the physiology of your body changes, and we're not perhaps realizing where we are tense, where we are have inhibitors, where we are causing ourselves to perhaps close down, and we want to open up all those pockets and release all of that to get ourselves all free, loose and in balance, in check again. And that's what we're really aiming for. And I think so often we live on a day-to-day life without even realizing that we are perhaps a bit out of balance, or we're not standing correctly, or we're compromising ourselves in one part of our body because we're feeling pain in another part of our body. So all of those sorts of things. So the pressure points of the body, if we can work through some of those, Keith, and to understand a little bit more about what we can do. I mean, what you did with me just before we came on air was you just did one pressure point, I think, and I already could feel this sort of loosening in the upper chest area. So my breathing felt freer. Not that I thought that I was in a particularly tense state, but it just goes to show you don't necessarily know.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots and lots of different points on the body that we can see very distinct patterns. A lot of people tend to think, or there's quite a well-known example that people hold tension in their shoulders and their neck. The reason for that is there are only two muscles in the body that are innervated from a nerve that comes directly from the brain. These are the upper trapezius and the sternocleidomastoid, these big thick muscles on the front of the neck. Now, because they only come from the brain and not the spinal cord, they can be representative in a stress, because they actually feed straight from the brain into these muscles. And you don't get that with any other muscle in the body. You can get referrals, but that's why people say, I feel really tight in the shoulder, I feel really stressed out. That's because you're in a state of stress is coming out to your external body into the muscles. there are lots of pressure points that you can release. And I said some of these are subconscious. Some of those are quite conscious, because you know that when I press on a tender point, it's going to go, you're going to go, ah, that's quite tender. But you can release these tissues. Sometimes they hold on because there's instability, and you might not necessarily want to release a muscle that's trying to hold an unstable segment. And other times they're just overused, you know, sitting at a desk, doing excessive abdominal work, doing lots of exercises, like lots of running without concentrating on your posture is one of the big things that I see. Forward head posture, rounded back, rounded pelvis, knock knees and flattened feet, just from the way that you breathe as well. So there's absolutely so much we need to consider when it comes to posture.
So when we come back, we'll explore the idea of the round shoulders and the forward head posture, pelvis forward as well, and with connection to the breath, to the way that you breathe, and to perhaps relief a little bit today, and feel a little bit more relaxed and feel energized. Text messages in here already from people saying I feel lethargic. One here saying I feel drained of energy. So we'll address those texts and more in just a moment.